it really is just a big, big breath of fresh air to meet other white boy gringos that love Latin America so much and speak Spanish and are the real deal. They're not just doing it to get followers. They really, like, mm-hmm. all of us really have been living and traveling in Latin America for years. Like, it is our life.
Welcome to Jump Podcast, formerly known as the Budget Minded Traveler. I'm your host, Traveling Jackie, and I'm here to explore travel, adventure, and lifestyle in ways meant to motivate you to move and get out and see the world. Let this show be a source of travel advice and inspiration, but remember that in the end, it's you who takes the leap. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Jump Podcast. We're in the middle of a big conversation with Los Gringos right now. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, pause this show and go back and listen to episode 107 first, because this is part two. And in that episode, I introduce my five guests today, Ford, Zach, Chad, Dustin, and Clayton, who are all, in their own words, white dudes from the US who have fallen in love with Latin America. They all speak fluent Spanish. They all have followings online where they're creating mostly hilarious content with the greatest intentions to relate to people cross-culturally, to basically showcase their love for the Spanish language and for Latin America. They all have their favorite countries in Latin America where they either live currently or spend a lot of time. And they're all completely passionate about sharing the cultures of these countries with the world and each other. It's pretty awesome. In the first part of this conversation, we talk about each of their journeys of learning to speak fluent Spanish, where they came from and how they made that happen. And we even had a little bit of the conversation in Spanish, so you could hear us all speak in what is a second and non-native language for all of us. And today we're continuing the conversation with more about what they all do individually and collectively as Los Gringos TV, or Los Gringos TV in Spanish. You can find that on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook. So go check them out. You can also find all of their individual Instagram handles on the show notes page at travelingjackie.com/podcast. And there are also some links there to some of their video content, which really, truly is worth checking out. So go look at that list and subscribe. They are hilarious dudes doing just really good work. Before we get into it today, I want to take a moment to thank Pimsleur for supporting our show today. We've been talking about learning languages and how the best way to do it is to actually converse. And Pimsleur offers a conversational method for learning a language wherever you are. It's not screen-based. So you actually learn by conversing and training your ears to understand native speakers through their audio courses. And the great news is that Pimsleur has partnered with me to offer you a special 7-day free trial to get started, which you can find at myjumpoffer.com. We made that one easy for you to remember, myjumpoffer.com. And then plans start at just $14.95 a month if you want to keep it going after the free trial. And for that, you get immediate access to all levels in the language that you choose. So you can work ahead if you want to. It's all there ready for you to start learning at whatever level you need, wherever you are. As in, right now, you are listening to me and this show, and just as easily, you could be tuned into your new language lessons. This could be just the jumpstart you need towards your own language learning journey. So go to myjumpoffer.com and try on a new language for yourself. And when you do sign up, hit me up on Instagram at Traveling Jackie and let me know what language you're going to learn, because I would love to celebrate that decision with you. Obviously, learning languages has completely changed my life, so you never know where it'll take you. Again, you can find it all at myjumpoffer.com. I also want to thank Tossable Digits. You may have seen this name before on the Budget Minded Traveler blog, because we have a great post about it there. And I'm super happy to be partnering with them now for the podcast, because They have proved to be a major problem solver for people who are traveling long term or moving abroad, perhaps studying abroad to immerse yourself in a language, and who want to keep their US cell phone numbers. So basically how it works is you can port your number to Tossable Digits online, which turns it into a virtual number, and then you can keep it and pay as you go to have any calls or texts forwarded to whatever international SIM card or phone number you end up getting overseas. So then you can port your number back to a US carrier once you get home, and voila, you still have the same number as always. And here's the best part, they are offering your first month for $1, whether you're porting an existing number or getting a new virtual number. And this is exclusively for Jump listeners. So you can go to tossabledigits.com/jump to find everything you need to get started. And they have chat support too, if you have any questions. So again, that's tossabledigits.com/jump for anyone who wants to keep your US cell phone number while traveling abroad without keeping your expensive monthly service contract. It is brilliant and simple. So go check that out. Thanks again to Tossable Digits. All right, we're going to pick right back up where we left off with Los Gringos, talking about how they met each other and got the idea together to start Los Gringos TV and what it is all about. So here we go. You mentioned, Chad, at the beginning how you met one of these guys, Clayton, I think, and Ford. But how did you guys all come together? Because you're all from different places. You all identify with different countries in South America, where most of you live in your different countries. And yet you're collaborating and doing this thing collectively. How did you guys all come together? How'd you meet?
Well, I actually knew about Zach. Clayton and I found out about Zach in 2016. Cause I spent a lot of time in Colombia and I was dating a Colombian girl. And she's like, you got to see this other gringo who's making videos on Instagram or whatever. Mm-hmm. Messaged Zach. He big dogged me, but we made up now. We're all cool now. It's okay. But he got mad because apparently his girl at the time DM'd me.
Ford said, all the girls love Chad.
Can't trust her. But yeah, I didn't even know who it was at the time. But anyways, that was a long time ago. But yeah, Clayton actually sent me a message on Instagram when I was traveling through Peru. That's how we connected. He wanted to meet up when I was in Lima, but I was actually on my way to Ecuador already. And I don't know, roll forward the clock like 3 months. He messages me again, like right around election time, like when Trump was getting elected. And he was like, hey man, I want to invite you to be like part of a group of videographers traveling along the Pan American Highway in a van. And I'm like, wow, I had just gotten home after like my 9 month backpacking trip through Latin America. And I was looking for a job again, a real job. And I was like, maybe I can actually keep traveling. So it turned out to be this great thing. And yeah, I flew out to Salt Lake City and I drove the Pan American Highway with Clayton all the way to Arequipa, Peru. On the way, a Mexican girl commented on one of my photos when I was in Tulum with Clayton, inviting me to hang out with her cousin and her beautiful friends. And one of those beautiful friends happened to be Ford's ex-girlfriend. And that was my introduction to Ford. Where's the gringo? This girl was like, wow, you guys are so much like my ex-boyfriend. You guys need to meet. He's driving in Costa Rica right now. You guys can meet along the way. We actually ended up missing him by like a couple weeks in Central America. And we actually linked up in Colombia in real life in Bucaramanga, which is an awesome city in Colombia. I know it's one of Zach's favorite cities. It's like this little hidden gem kind of in like the mid-eastern part of Colombia. That's just, it's beautiful. It's like a mini Medellin maybe. And yeah, we met up there for the first time in real life, hit it off, the three of us. And from there, Clayton introduced me to Dustin. He's like, Dust, look at this guy in Argentina. Like, he's like the real deal gringo on the internet. We got to link up with him. So I DM'd Dustin. And from that, we finally got a hold of Zach and like, we all decided, like, why don't we make a team like all these kids do on YouTube with the YouTube houses, live in a house and create content together. And it finally actually happened after a lot of months of just talking about it as an idea. It was pretty amazing that it actually came to real life. So I'll let one of you other guys go from here.
I can say the following. Yeah, I didn't know about any of these guys until Chad hit me up. And then Clayton had hit me up. He said that he hit me up, and I guess I didn't. What'd you call it? Big dogged him?
Yeah.
Zach big dogged me. I don't know if you big dogged.
Definitely
is it big dog Clayton?
Dustin big dogged me too. Yeah, AKA, big dog. I wasn't a hot Zach, that slid into
Zach
his DMs,
told, Zach so told me that.
Oh my gosh.
Zach told me everybody wanted a ride on the gringo train.
What are you talking about?
Dude. Snapchat convos, bro. Snapchat.
Good thing those are gone.
Obviously don't have screenshots of that. But I love you. It's all we're all boys now. We're like brothers now. Like we're this weird group of guys that have we're the whitest dudes ever. Dustin, Ford, Zach, Clayton, and Chad. My name is so white that they make memes about it. It's weird that we all have this crazy obsession with Latin America and are doing content in Spanish. It's an interesting little frat that we're a part of.
I wanted to just clarify that we are not a frat, just for any of those listeners out there that might have
it's a different word for a brotherhood, an alliance, a team.
But you guys each also had your own things going before you came together on YouTube, on Instagram, whatever it is. Will you guys each share what you were doing before just quickly? And then we'll talk about what you're doing like collectively. Cause Dustin, like I know that when Ford and I were traveling together, he was the one who also was like, you got to see this guy, Dustin. Cause we were in Argentina, you know? And oh, it was so funny. Cause Ford is really good at impersonating. So he's impersonating you, impersonating Argentinians. Like it is just, it's hilarious. And so it's really cool actually to see you guys, actually to all just be here having this conversation now. But to know where you all came from, I think is really important because you each have like sizable followings online and you're really working at doing this online thing. And it's because you all have this love for Latin America, this love for each of your countries and for Spanish. I mean, going from our whole conversation just now about how learning it has been such a big part of your life. And now talk about how it's like changed your life completely. Dustin, why don't you start? Because you have all the things, the YouTube, the Instagram, like all of it. What happened? How did you do that? Where did you come from?
So I'm trying to make this as short as possible. I followed a couple of YouTubers a long time ago, one specifically, and I loved the simplicity behind it. And I always just thought it was really interesting, this concept of being able to speak towards a camera about something that interests you and reach millions of people. I also knew that it was a career that people were starting and they were living by it. And I just thought it was an incredible concept. Just as I became more and more of a fan of internet business, you know, YouTube is very much an internet business. Everyone has their own business. They produce their content and they live by that. So before before YouTube, I was running a tourism company in Buenos Aires called the Buenos Aires Pub Crawl. There, I learned a lot about social media, specifically with Facebook. Me being the oldest guy in the group, I was there when Facebook like just started. 6 months after Facebook started, I got an account, and so it was really fascinating to me because I was part of the social committee in my fraternity and was really big on like, how can we promote these parties? I was like, Facebook makes everything so much easier, you know? And I have a really good friend who also was just really encouraging, saying, this YouTube thing, you've got to try. I can totally see you there. You've traveled a lot, you know, put some effort in there and see what comes about. And so I started off in English and then I knew I wanted to go to Spanish, but I was still kind of self-conscious about it, still a little insecure. Just because if I was going to do it, I wanted to do it well and not make any mistakes, which is something I had to swallow after a while, you know. Mm-hmm. But I just started off, and I guess my first video that did well for me was I actually did a little act and I put on a wig and I talked to myself as Dustin the American and then Facundo el Argentino. And and that video did well. Well, I got like 10,000 views the first month, and I knew I wanted to make another video, which was like things Argentines say. And it was kind of mind blowing to me that no one in Argentina was doing this type of content. And I knew I had some good stories to tell about Argentina and the experiences I had had 4 years prior. So I went full force into it and decided to do things that always kind of worked for me when I was learning the language, which was like things that you start, I'm going to digress a little bit, but when you start learning a language, the most incredible part about it, or one of the most incredible parts about it to me, was to be able to say something, a key word or a key phrase that was so local that it just hit home with anyone who was from that country. It just really, you could see their face light up. You could see their excitement and the fact that, you know, you perfectly landed that phrase or that dicho or that word. And people just thoroughly enjoyed it. You could tell. And so I just kind of collect them all. As you go over time, you start to, like, one of the main words that I would use in the beginning in Argentina was quilombo, which means complete chaos, a big, you know, cluster. And to be able to effectively use that word, like, and just say like "qué quilombo," and see Argentines just love every second of you using that is really powerful. At least it was for me. So I was like, I can, if I follow the same sort of format and express stories or things that I think are interesting over the internet, I think it'll also work, you know. And I guess, like, over time, the main thing that I gathered from what it was that I was doing was that Argentines didn't really, like, they didn't realize that they were so animated and didn't realize that they did certain things and these patterns you would see. And so after I'd come out with this content, all these people were like, I catch myself saying these things after watching your video, I'll just catch myself saying it. And I just have to laugh and realize, yeah, we are very unique. And I thought that was really cool. Thought it was cool to be able to hear that from a local. And so after making a couple of viral videos, I just kept up with it because I knew it was really a fun way to go about, you know, building a career and connecting with people. And I'm all about connecting with different people, and using the internet is arguably the best way to do so. But I guess Chad's saying I should
plug our viral videos.
where are you talking about the ones that we just made?
The song.
Yeah.
We make music too.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things on the net that really works, one of the formulas for YouTubers is music. And a lot of these YouTubers are doing really well, even though maybe they might not be musicians or singers or artists or whatever. They're seeing a lot of success from it. And so we're starting to get involved in that. I had a music video that came out a month ago, did all right. Not really. But then we just now made a parody with Chad to the song. Do you remember that song? Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Do you remember that at all, Jackie?
No. Jackie is not a fan of rap.
Oh, it's a rap song.
I confirmed this as we were driving down the Carretera Austral. She was not a fan of my dirty trap music. Every time I put it on, she did not like it.
And now I cannot hear Bad Bunny's voice without seeing Ford's face in my head, like, singing along with it.
You should see Chad Bunny.
I have a music video where I'm dressed up as Bad Bunny. I did a remix here to his, like, most famous remix, Tebote, like, I kicked you out of my life. I did it in the native language here with a girl who's a singer, Guarani, and it was a pretty solid success here, like 500 some thousand views on Facebook, a few hundred on YouTube. But what Dustin and I are doing right now, we made a hip hop song that is in Spanglish, mixed with Guarani. It was a big hip hop song back in like 2007, a major hit in the United States, even though you missed it. No one here knows the music, and our version is better. Like, I'm not even kidding. And it's about the national drink of Paraguay, which is called tereré. And it's going to be mega viral. There's already like a lot of hype about it just because we've uploaded a few Instagram stories. We're hopefully going to have the music video out. I'm going to say Sunday night or Monday night.
Okay, we're going to absolutely put a link to that.
It's way bigger than the last.
We're putting links to these things on the show notes page. I'm going to have to get some links from you guys after for some of the stuff that we've talked about today.
I have a verse rapping in English, so hopefully it'll hit the international market a little bit. But yeah, it was a big song back in the day.
Okay, so let's go back to the question real quick here. Before we get away from Dustin, though, will you share again, Dustin, where people can find you online?
Yeah, you can find me all across every social media platform. It's the Dustin Luke, TheDustinLuke.
So at the Dustin Luke, Instagram and beyond. Sweet. Thank you for sharing that. Chad, since you were kind of in on that one, how has yours grown? Like, are you, because I know that Paraguay has kind of picked you up as their, I don't know, you're like a, you're like the foreign star in Paraguay. I know they love you for
We're all like that. We're all like that in our adopted country.
It's true.
Like, I've seen what it's like for Clayton in Peru and in Miami. My God, every Peruvian in Miami knows Clayton. I've seen what it's like for Dustin in Buenos Aires, and now Dustin has seen what it's like for me here. I have yet to see Zach in Colombia, but I know Zach in Colombia is crazy. I think when Ford goes back to Mexico, he's going to experience for the first time. We're like, not to like toot our own horns, but we're like celebrities in these countries. It's pretty crazy, actually. Just walking home yesterday, Dustin and I were stopped for photos, I think 10 times in 4 blocks. It was really, it's really crazy. But
wow,
I started
crazy.
Like Ford did. I started like Ford did. We were just traveling and uploading and sharing travel stories. It wasn't really until Clayton saw what I was doing here in Paraguay and was like, dude, you got to make videos. You got to start doing YouTube. So I'm the second newest to YouTube after Ford. Ford is the newest, but he's the hottest right now. He's viralissimo, super viral. And Ford and I just started as travelers, and we're kind of new to the YouTube game, and we're kind of embracing our new roles as like the gringo Paraguayo and the gringo Mexicano. And we're following the footsteps of Dustin, Zach, and Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working really well. It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's a random thing we're involved in, but it's fun.
Real quick, Chad, share where we can find you online.
L Chad. E-L Chad.
L Chad.
That's what it is on Instagram. If you look it up on YouTube, it's L Chad TV. Facebook.com/L Chad. You just type it in and it should pop up. So yeah, that's it. L
Dustin.
Chad. Like El,
Dustin,
El Chapo.
How is it? L Chad.
El Chad. The worst neighborhood here in Asunción is Luque, and Dustin and I were driving through it 2 days ago, and literally like we witnessed like a moto choro robbery. It's called Luque, and a lot of people call him Dustin Luque. So here he is, Dustin Luque, and I am Chad E, because instead of Cito or adding the Ito at the end, it's in Guarani, it's E. So Chad apostrophe E, Dustin E, but Dustin Luque. So yeah,
funny.
40, Jackie.
I'm already.
My nickname is 4G.
4G.
That's how they say my name. That's how they say my name in Brazil.
Or Salchicha Boy.
Salchicha Boy. That is our nickname. That is the Patagucci gang nickname for me, which the Patagucci gang is Jackie, I, my brother, and his girlfriend. They started calling me Salchicha Boy because your boy just used to mix in salchichas 3 times a day, dude. Like, I was on that budget, gang. At the end of a two and a half year trip down the Patagonian, dude, I had no budget for real meat, and I just had to trick my brain into thinking I was consuming meat with the salchicha.
Yeah, sometimes you would just open up the cooler and grab out a pack and start popping salchichas. Just raw, straight out of the pack.
You never did that, but you gobbled some cooked salchichas down, Jackie. Don't act like you didn't.
I haven't had one since, but I tell you, they really hit the spot down there and been nowhere Patagonia. All right. Tell us. Tell us about Ford Quarterman. Where's the Gringo?
Quickly. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Very quickly. I kind of messed up. I tried to be a blogger when I should have focused on vlogging from the very beginning, because I'm more natural in front of the camera than I am behind a keyboard. So I launched a blog called wheresthegringo.com when I decided to drive the Pan American Highway. And that's what I did. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know my story. I drove the Pan American Highway for a couple of years from the United States all the way to Argentina. And then I connected with Chad and Clayton Gringacho, and I met them in real life in Colombia. And when I connected with Chad, we connected on Instagram. He already told that story. I was like, wow, who's this other gringo telling these travel stories, who's got these dope photos, who really cares about the culture? He knows current events in each country. He takes great photos and he does bilingual captions. And then when we met up, they told me about Zach, and they showed me Zach, and we were in Colombia, and I was like, wow, this actually, there is some real gringos. And then later they told me about Dustin. So yeah, I was fortunate enough to connect with Chad and Clayton in real life. And we were kind of more Instagrammers, you could say. And then they told me, what, you don't know about the YouTuber gringos? And they told me about these two guys. And I just want to take a moment just to say that all four of the other gringos, if it wasn't for all of them, I wouldn't be here today. They really encouraged me to jump on board with this, because they saw the potential in me. They saw that I could, you know, do what they're doing to a certain extent. They saw that I have a voice that needs to be heard. And they encouraged me to do it, because I was always just kind of, I didn't really understand YouTube, and I didn't really have the tech skills to figure it out. And if it wasn't for all of them, and I've told them this in a toast on our last night in Miami, we did a toast to, you know, on our last night in Miami, Los Gringos TV, they've all inspired me in their own ways, to do what I'm doing now. And, I really appreciate all of them for it, you know, so they've helped me become this kind of new YouTuber, which I am. So, yeah. And it's a pleasure to be part of Los Gringos TV, because it really is just a big, big breath of fresh air to meet other white boy gringos that love Latin America so much and speak Spanish and are the real deal. They're not just doing it, you know, to get followers. They really, like, mm-hmm. all of us really have been living and traveling in Latin America for years. Like, it is our life. So it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be part of Los Gringos TV.
And how, Ford, can everybody find you online?
They can find me as arroba at young salchicha boy underscore 6969. I'm just kidding. no. All right. So I was Where's the Gringo, but they also, this is also something that they convinced me to do, that I needed to be more personal and change it to my real name, because Where's the Gringo was more of like a travel blogger name. So my real name, Ford Quarterman. You can find me in all of the redes sociales, all of the social networks with F-O-R-D Q-U-A-R-T-E-R-M-A-N.
Ford Quarterman. Cool.
Looks like Zach just fell off.
Okay. Well, let's give, then a shout out to Zach and Gringacho. Do one of you guys want to quickly explain like what they do and how you find them online, just so we can bring everybody into this conversation?
Clayton's is probably the most complicated handle. It's Gringacho. It's the letter G, the number 3, G3, N, Gasho, G-A-S-H-O.
G-R-3.
G-R-3, N, G-A-S-H-O, Gringacho.
Gringacho. We both messed that up.
It means super gringo in Peruvian Spanish. It fits him because he is the super gringo peruano. I think he's looking for the English audience. He has two, he has multiple accounts. His English account is Zach Morris, Zach with an H, exactly mm-hmm. how it sounds. Zach Morris, like Saved by the Bell, except instead of a K, it's an H. And from there you can find his Spanish account, which is the big one, and his YouTube.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that. And now, which one of you wants to present what is Los Gringos TV? Like, what is it?
I think that's Ford's. Ford, you're the best at that, I think.
Really? Because I was going to say... I was going to say Dustin's the best at it. And then I was going to say you're on fire tonight because you've been really eloquent with your speech, Chadwick. You're on mute, Dustin, so no one's hearing you. Mm.
It's you have been very prevalent today. It's nice to have you with us, Chad.
Yeah, sometimes I'm in La La Land zombie mode, but I'm in work mode. I have pilas. I'm like...
Dustin and I are
sitting on an internet gold mine with the content that we've made. We just haven't edited it yet. I'm telling you, like, it's going to be a national sensation, and it's going to carry over into Argentina and Brazil. I'm not kidding. Like, it's going to be a big thing. So I'm like, I'm motivated. I'm motivated for Los Gringos. We're trying to move this forward. Los Gringos is kind of a movement to basically break stereotypes. And show Americans and the rest of the world that Latin America is not just narcos. It's not just Pablo Escobar and El Chapo. It's not just cocaine and prostitutes. It's like each country has its own unique, beautiful culture. Incredible paisajes, unbelievable places to visit. Like, I don't think, just like look at Peru, for example. Ford and I know Peru pretty well. Most people just go to Peru to see Machu Picchu. But like, oh my God. There is stuff in Peru that rivals Machu Picchu, in my opinion. There's so much down here that people don't know about, and we're trying to break stereotypes and show the good side of Latin American culture through our eyes, because as backwards as it may be, sometimes people will listen more to a group of gringos telling their experience than they would listening to a local trying to hype up their country. That's what's happening here with me. Like, I'm promoting the country a lot, and I get a lot of messages from Paraguayans saying like, wow, like I never looked at my country the way you do. Like, normally I would take a vacation to Brazil, but now I'm going to like go explore my own country. So that's kind of like our main goal, is to really put it on, because we love it. Like, we really do love it. And we kind of,
nos creemos Latinos.
Is that right?
Se creen
Latino, yeah.
Nos creemos.
So yeah, Ford, take it.
Yeah, it's basically just a very, it's a very timely moment, I feel like, to be doing this as well, because there's a lot of work to be done between the United States and Canada and Latin America in terms of understanding each other. There's a lot of false narratives and sensationalism being pushed in the news in the United States. There's a lot of people that are very, very scared of almost everything that America, Latino America, Latin America represents. Like Chad said, it's not just narcos and cocaine and cartels and violence. It's just a beautiful, beautiful part of the world with some of the richest culture and some of the most amazing natural sites and ancient ruins and amazing food and music that you can find anywhere on the planet. And there's, I think, an enormous potential for the American continent to be unified more than any other continent in the entire world. Because if you look at it, there's just diversity is great. But if you look at Europe, I think the diversity of Europe can be a barrier to it being really united and cohesive continent. Same thing with Africa and same thing with Asia. But if you look at America, which I like to view it as one continent, there's only a handful of languages. And we have a history of trade, and we have a history. Some of it's not the best. Some of it's dark, but, we have a close-knit history. We've really influenced each other over the years. And more so, Latinos are influencing the culture of the United States. And it's something that I think all Americans, all people from the United States need to accept. And they need to see that that's a good thing. They need to see that they make our country better. And igualmente, like at the same time, Latinos need to see that not all Americans think that they are second class human beings, or think that not all Americans look down on their countries. Not all people from the United States are scared to travel there and don't have any interest in learning Spanish and learning about their cultures. So that's really what it is. It's just a group of guys who are all passionate about the same things. And we just so all happen to be about as white as you can get. And it's really fun to be a part of it. It's really fun to make content together, and sky's the limit. We'll see. We're trying to get season two in the works. So anyone out there listening who works in showbiz or works for is a production company or knows someone who wants to write a check and be an angel investor, we'll give you 0.5% equity and a good return on your investment.
Seriously though, you guys are hilarious. Your videos are so entertaining. I mean, I think there's definitely something to be said about being bilingual and being able to understand when you switch into, you know, Spanish and make fun of each other and accents and all of that. But you guys are all sort of born for the camera. And so it's amazing that you've come together as a group like this with the mission that you have to sort of bridge the gap, kind of get rid of the borders, but look at this continent as one continent, you know, and the amazing diverse peoples that are in it, and the activities, the cultures, the language, everything. And you guys do a really good job with the videos. So I could definitely, I'm so glad you're doing this. I so support you in your endeavors, especially because it comes from the heart. Like, you can tell by talking with each of you that it is real. Like you said, Ford, like, you guys are all the real deal. You don't do this kind of lifestyle unless you're committed, because it's hard. Like, if no one's just like handing out money, you know, like it's hard. You got to dedicate and you got to work, and you guys are putting in the work and you're passionate about it. You can really tell. So I'm excited to see what you guys have going and where you go from here. I know, Ford, when you called me, you were like, I'm thinking about doing this. I was like, Ford, do it. And I don't tell people that. I just don't, because it's unrealistic for most people to try and accomplish a lifestyle like this. And you guys are all doing it. So felicidades.
Muchas gracias. Yeah.
So where can we find Los Gringos TV? What do you want people to look at? Do you want people to follow the Instagram? Do you want people to subscribe to your YouTube? What do you want people to do?
It's really whatever your gusto is, whatever type of content you guys like to consume on the internet. We can be found on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. On Instagram, we do obviously more we do more just like photos and short humorous videos. On Facebook, we kind of do like live content, kind of unedited and raw, like day-to-day stuff. And then on YouTube is kind of like our more like vlog style content, which is a little bit more professional style editing with, you know, the camera angles and the equipment, the stuff that takes more time to create, a little more professional cinematic style. So we can be found on all three of those platforms as Los Gringos TV.
Perfect. And you guys go get on those platforms and follow these guys. Before we take off, is there anything else that you guys want to add while you have the audience's attention?
Maybe just to invite you all to, yeah, get out and learn another language. Like, if you have the ability to submerge yourself in another country, please do it. You won't regret it. It will change your life, and the quality of your life will really, really go up. And regarding our particular channel, Los Gringos TV, if you want to learn Spanish, I think, you know, it would be a good idea if you wanted to follow that account or all of our accounts, you know, so you can see kind of how some people from the United States have actually gone and done it. And you can see the progress that we've made, learning Spanish, and the errors that we make, because you still make errors all the time. You know, no one's perfect. With Los Gringos TV, we've just started just within the past few months. We did season one in Miami. It was completely self-produced, and it was a great time. And we had, I would say, a massive amount of success in season one. We culminated with an interview on Despierta America, which is pretty much Good Morning America, the most watched TV program in all of Spanish in the United States. So we're really excited for the future. And our goal is to do and produce seasons in every country in Latin America. It's something that is our dream. So we invite you to join us on our dream. Let's go. Vámonos.
Vamos.
Well, you know, pretty much I think Ford usually, he usually covers it. He usually does a good, thorough job at making sure everything's covered. But it's just get out there, get out of your comfort zone, break out and see the other side of the world. You know, I have to say, I loved your quote. I thought it was really, really cool. And I'll for sure be using that. So thanks for having me. And it was a pleasure talking to you. And I, you know, we didn't really, really get to talk like one-on-one, but like, congratulations on your Spanish and being able to travel and doing this project. You seem like you're en tu salsa. Así que felicitaciones.
Gracias. Muchísimas gracias. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Chile is the only country I have not been to in South America. I've been to Suriname, but I haven't been to Chile. I'm supposed to be going there end of March, April with my girlfriend. We're kind of going to be doing the travel couple thing a little bit, but we're a cool travel couple, I swear. So you should follow me. You should follow my girlfriend. You can find her on my Instagram, El Chad. She's going to be doing content in Spanish, and I'm going to start doing like, I'm going to be concentrating more in straight up Spanglish because I want all the English speakers included in my content. And yeah, like Ford, I started out as trying to be a travel blogger in English, and it's kind of turned into this like internet personality thing. But I'm not going to lose like the travel related aspect of it. I'm very descriptive with where I go and what's going on. And I do my captions in English and Spanish. And I'm making a really conscious effort to put English subtitles on all my videos so that I keep everyone involved. So that's cool. It. Thank you very much for having me. This is awesome. And I'm going to be messaging you about Chile.
Perfect. Yeah. When you guys do your series in Chile, let's, I want to host. I want to be Los Gringos y la Gringa. I can show you my Chile.
Totally. No, but seriously, you'd be so invited to make a cameo in one of our episodes because you're another example of someone from the United States who's become fluent in Spanish because mm-hmm. your Spanish is sick. Actually, one time on a hike in Carretera Austral, we got stopped by two, I think they're from Spain. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you guys speak such good Spanish. And they're like, but Jackie, yours is especially impressive. You can't even notice your accent. And I was just like, I remember I got super salty about that. I was like, damn, I'm supposed to be the Spanish speaking gringa. She got the compliment. And I was like, the guy who's like, you speak Spanish, but you know, you sound like more like a gringo. You speak Spanish flawlessly. And I was like, damn. Either way, thank you so much, Raph. This was awesome. Thanks a lot, Jackie. You always have put on a great podcast. You're a great host.
Thank you so much. Thanks for saying that. I know this was quite the feat trying to get all five of you on this show. And we kind of did it. We lost two by the end. But shout out to Zach and Gringasha and Clayton for joining us as well. It's been really awesome to have you. I'm going to make sure and put all of the Instagram handles on the show notes page, as well as I think some links to some videos we definitely need to put on there. Some of the stuff that we talked about today. So I'm going to have to get some of those links from you. But you guys, you can find everything on the show notes page, of course, at travelingjackie.com/podcast. So yeah. And then follow these guys because they're doing good things and we'll get to watch them just totally blow it up because I really think that you're going to do it with this. So good luck. Congratulations. And I'll be excited to see what happens in the future. Thanks for coming on, you guys. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, we have made it to the end of the most epic recording to date on this podcast with five guests, well, for most of the time, including me, there were six of us. So that was completely unprecedented. Thanks for bearing with us through the technical difficulties across three countries and three different US states. Huge thanks again to all of Los Gringos. Chad, Dustin, Ford, Zach, and Clayton for taking the time to share their stories and advice. It's kind of funny to say this, but these guys are kind of a big deal, but they deserve it because they
are making people laugh. They are truly breaking down stereotypes. They are connecting people and opening minds and having the absolute time of their lives doing it. We need more people like them, and they need more people like you to help them spread their messages. So please subscribe to their channels. When they have a show on the Travel Channel, you'll all be like, hey, I remember when they were on Jackie's podcast. Yeah, I believe that they could do that. So you can find them at Los Gringos TV. That's LOSGRINGOS TV. Los Gringos TV. And if you look that up on Instagram, it'll also take you directly to all of their individual accounts. And you can also go to the show notes section at travelingjackie.com/podcast to find those listed, along with some links to some of their helpful and hilarious videos. I hope that you guys enjoyed meeting them. They are pretty great humans, and I'm honored that they were all up for making that conversation happen here on this show. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you for being here, and I will see you all in the next episode.